How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
You're missing a foundation. That's okay. So like when a flat earther has a foundational premise, like geometry, like the shortest distance between two points, a straight line, a water level is a tool for establishing the horizontal plane of reference because the points of water establish a coplanar straight line of coplanar straight line, shortest distance between points. That would be foundational upon geometry. To remove
in
that
way, yeah,
right. That'd be foundational. Like, what is the foundation?
Yeah. Actually, that climate.
Yeah,
globe?
But it's not really foundational because I can agree that water broadly has those properties, but then we want to ask why. And so, like, when you're talking about level, what does level mean? It means perpendicular to the acceleration of gravity. Now you can balk at that, but I can demonstrate to you that there must be an acceleration. That is the reason a bubble level, for example, reads level. Because if you take a bubble level and hold it flat to the ground, but you spin in a circle, the bubble won't be in the middle. And so if all level means is you're holding the thing perpendicular to the ground, then why is acceleration messing with it? Well, if acceleration is causing it to move, then what we do in physics and like this really basic level kind of physics is if you want to describe characteristics of something via motion, you have to describe the vectors involved with it. When it's at rest, all there is a downward acceleration. And I can demonstrate that by introducing a different acceleration that A, changes its position, and B, changes its position in a predictable way by plugging in 9.8 meters per second of acceleration downward and whatever the lateral acceleration is, and that will describe where the bubble ends up. Or a better one for that would be it would predict and describe what angle to hold the level at so that the bubble does rest in the middle.
Okay, maybe.
Can I add something? He also mischaracterized at least what it takes to be a flat earther. It's not only believing those things. You also have to reject all other evidence of the globe Earth. Okay, so just saying what it takes to be a flat earther is to believe those things isn't true. You also have to ignore the work of all
is this too awkward show or what is going on here?
I just wanted to make a point because someone else is talking. I get that you guys don't like when I do that.
I had something I wanted to say, but you talked and now I forgot it, bro.
Go ahead. Yeah, you and Tony wanted to get in. Go ahead.
May I make a point? I feel that Motanks actually, I was a staunch Christian for more than 30 years, and I feel like that religion is being misrepresented by Motanks. It didn't stop me from being a scientist. At no stage did I think that God was a prerequisite for observations. I was invited, actually, after receiving my PhD, to sign that petition, PhDs who don't agree with evolution. And
don't understand the argument at all.
I was still speaking. And when I was invited to do so, it occurred to me, I've got no basis for saying that other scientists are wrong in their discipline because I have a religious belief. That's not how anything works. And so I feel like you're completely misrepresenting, in my view, how religion should work. You can have a belief.
You don't know what faith is, dude, obviously.
Let him finish. Okay. Let him finish.
Okay. You can make that position. But, I'm, as Peterson very eloquently just described, there is no reason to think that God is a prerequisite. And you need to be very careful. The surface of water does not form a straight line. It forms what's called an equipotential surface. which is to say that the gravitational and rotational potential at every point along the surface is approximately equal in mean. That's very different from saying that it's a straight line and it's horizontal. Anyway, sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to say, as a former Christian, if I was still a Christian now, I'd be outraged by that characterization of my faith.
Yeah, there's another
faith that you do not hold. Yeah, that's okay. So, I mean, like, I did put it to all religions, and like, to define a religion would just be whatever it is that you ultimately reference. You know, the authority that you reference to know whether something is true or not, and what's the foundation for the any kind of claim that you're gonna make. Okay. That's it. Yeah, for every religion, whatever it is that you're going to ultimately reference to know whether something's true or not.
But you referenced establishing a horizontal plane. That doesn't mean flat Earth. I mean, you can't assume a horizontal plane equals flat Earth and just say that it's coplanar with everywhere else. You'd have to establish two horizontal planes and then compare the two. And then you'd have to get them so far apart that it's difficult to do. You know, you'd have to do it instrumentally.
Yeah, you're imagining some kind of model, you guys. Like, I see Peterson has it, a finger painting of a model. But we all know that horizontal is an orientation, and that orientation can be established. I would just put it to the room, right, for you guys, so you can all know it to be true. Just go out into reality and make three points of equal elevation. And let everybody know how you did it and come back.
Yeah, I've seen this done, and it unequivocally proves that the Earth's surface is curved, because I've seen people go to mountaintops and then they use a level and they level the water and then they aim their camera right in line with that level site. And what they do is they point the camera at a mountain that is in the distance that is higher than where they are. And yet the peak of the mountain is below the level line. So,
yeah, the beauty of the water level is you don't sight it. You don't have to sight a water level. What you can do is you can just measure the distance, the shortest distance between points established by the water level. And any optics, like if we're all like wondering, hey, is there some kind of optical phenomena going on? We can remove that from the equation and just measure based on axioms, shortest distance between points, that this is a truth, the mathematical truth.
What does that mean? Shortest distance between two points. That doesn't mean flat Earth.
That has nothing to do with the shape of the ground.
No, it doesn't measure the shape of the ground. No, that's ridiculous. Like, the shape of the ground is measured in the vertical change from the horizontal. It's up or down in reference to the horizontal. The Earth goes up and down. Yeah.
Right. We can put, for instance, a GPS receiver on a ship and watch the height of the ship change relative to the reference ellipsoid. So claiming that water is flat is demonstrably untrue. We can use GPS to show that there are, in fact, hundreds of meters of deviation from the reference ellipsoid. So your claim that water just forms a flat or orthogonal level, a horizontal level, is demonstrably false. We can do measurements with water level over the oceans, even ignoring wave action. You can see hundreds of meters. Can you not interrupt me while I'm talking, because it indicates that you're not actually listening to what I say?
I'm saying you did it then. You did the three points of equal elevation.
Not me personally. I work with professional surveyors, but when we validate, for instance, satellite altimetry missions, one of the ways that we do it is by putting GPS on ships, or buoys, as you Americans like to call them. I would pronounce it buoys. You put a GPS receiver in there, and then you cross-check it against altimetry readings from the same for the same location. And when we do this, we can see that there are quite significant deviations in mean sea level, up to, as I say, of a scale of more than 100 meters. So the claim that, the oceans are flat is just measurably untrue.
Yeah, I agree. The oceans are up and down. There's swells and all over the place.
No, even beyond that, the global mean sea level shows systematic deviations of more than 100 meters. There is a thing called the Indian Ocean geoid low, which is 100 meters below, which is just off the southern tip of India. Sea level there is 100 meters below the reference ellipsoid. Sorry, Peterson, this is your event. Carry on.
Yeah, Peterson was going to tell us how he established a straight line to measure whether something was higher or lower, like the sea level would be lower.
You can use water. I don't know what you call it, but you put water in like surgical tubing and make a U out of it, and it levels, and then you get your line of sight so that those two ends perfectly line up. And people are actually putting it in the Omnipresence text chat just above this here. A demonstration of that. So, for example, they have a 187-foot tall building that is completely below the water line.
Yeah, that's another. That's another. That's another finger painting of a side view, which would be an interpretation of why they're seeing compression from the front view. You know what I'm saying?
Compression.
So they're seeing these things merge into like a vanishing point in the distance. It's like at 20-mile distance, and he's saying, "Well, I will interpret this, observation, as from the side, and then draw it in a finger painting from the side." But the water level tool is not a tool that you sight down. It's a U shaped tool that is the water level tool I'm referencing, and that's proven to be a tool to establish a straight line between points.
If it's a straight line, then it can't be pointing over top of the taller building, because the height, if the Earth is flat, that is, because that taller building is taller than where you are. Like a laser straight line would go to the base of that building. And like if we had a laser pointer that we could shine, and this isn't a laser pointer, but it does what a laser pointer does. And it goes over the top of the building. That is exactly what would happen if the surface of the Earth was curving away from you.
Yeah, I mean the surface of the Earth, like so the dirt, like I don't want to get all into it, right? But there's tools that you can use to establish elevation change. You can do a differential leveling. You use an auto level, right, which establishes another horizontal plane of reference and a measuring rod. And what you could do, like me and you could do together, is you could have the auto level. You could pull it away. Right on the ground, just keep it like this, the bottom of the stick on the ground. Say we start at 5 feet, and then you start counting. You say, "Oh, look, it's 5'1", 5'2", 5'3", right? As a reading on the stick, that means you're going like downhill, right? Because it's reading
like,
taller
it's
on
like
the stick.
You didn't listen at all. It's like you didn't listen at all.
You're saying that the surface of the earth,
the dirt goes up. That it's dropping or rising.
It certainly isn't rising because
the Earth is hollow or concave.
So that mountain is not rising.
Wait. Concave? No, doing the Earth isn't flat because of topography, because of mountains and stuff.
That's how we measure the Earth.
It's not a. I don't. Yeah, I could be wrong, and you know, tanks, but this that doesn't feel like a good faith position.
It's just how we measure the Earth.
I know, but. No, people who believe in a flat Earth, of which there are multiple people in this room, do not think the Earth is not flat because of mountains. It has to do with a bunch of stuff about how either mean sea level would work or,
I don't adopt that dichotomy. And maybe, I don't know, Planet Peterson thought that was the true dichotomy. I don't know. But like if I measure, the mountain, which is definitely going up, like it's definitely going up. You're saying it's also going down in a different way.
The surface of the Earth
derailed with a bad faith, argument.
The surface of the Earth curves away from you, so it's from whatever height you want to pick, a peak that is higher. It doesn't have to be a peak; it can be a building, like those pictures are showing. But something that's taller than you, a perfectly straight line, which I would call a tangent line for my belief about the geometry of the surface of the Earth, will go over the top of it. But if the Earth is flat, like for example, there's another picture that's up there of a lighthouse, and they have a light. They're basically looking through a spotting scope kind of thing. They have it set to level. Now, that lighthouse is 154 feet tall. So if the Earth is flat, then the elevation that these people are at is 6 feet. Then that sight can only point at the bottom 6 feet of the lighthouse. And I do agree that because the lighthouse is getting smaller, because of how far away it is, then, you know, the effect is there's a little bit of haziness in it's less precise. Like, am I pointing at exactly 6 feet up on the lighthouse? But what it can't do is point over the top of it. That can't happen if the Earth is flat. But that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what would happen if the Earth is a globe.
So I have a question. Can you address that observation? No, thanks.
Yeah, something optical going on there, because with your eyes closed, you can establish a horizontal plane using a water level.
Wait, yeah. Was that
not over long distances?
And the water level and the straight water level will point over the top of a building that is higher up, that is taller than you are.
I don't know. That's
not how it works if the Earth is flat.
What do you mean the wood? So if I got the water level. Yeah. Right, the tool that establishes a horizontal plane.
Yep.
If I carry that over top of the surface of water, it would be deviating from like a lake. You're saying it would be the water level would be rising in elevation.
I have no idea what you're trying to say. You get a water level, it establishes a perfectly straight line. If you look at something far away that's taller than you, but your straight line goes over the top of it, that's because the surface of the Earth curving away from you, which is what a globe does, is the explanation that satisfies that. A flat Earth.
Yeah, but every day that changes. Every day that would change, like the distance below the water level that it is. Yeah, that would change.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
again,
maybe I was confusing what you were saying. It's kind of like you were saying that the water level, the tool establishes a straight line, and then the water below it is dropping away from the tangent established by the tool, the water level. So the water's dropping away from the water.
The surface of the Earth curves away from you if the Earth is a globe. I think that's what you're saying. I don't know why you're putting it that way, but that's a belief I have, and I have empirics to back that up. So I don't want to keep talking about this exact same topic forever, but that's where we're at. Yeah.
Might I ask a question of Peterson?
Listen, every time these things get thrown out like some kind of poison of the well, like you can't you can't have a conversation about a straight line in reality. Planet Peterson believes that straight lines exist. He believes the Earth's a globe, that it has a radius, which is a straight line, that it has a diameter, a straight line. He believes these things. You guys want to say that doesn't exist. And then I don't know, poison the well by saying whatever terms you're using. It's a little bit strange.
A radius is orthogonal to a tangent. That's by definition. But I wanted to ask Planet Peterson a question. You just used the term that this is something you believe, and often I've heard belief used in sort of what I regard as an inaccurate way, as though it's a dichotomy. Whereas I consider the conclusions that I reach something that I have a given confidence in proportional to my my evidence supporting that. Whereas people with Christians, for instance, people with religious faith, tend to view belief as either on or off. You either believe it or you don't. Is that something you have any opinions on?
I don't know. That was a little odd to me. I didn't, because it sounds like you're saying you either think it's true or you think it's false, instead of claiming, well, I have a specific degree of confidence about something. I honestly, I think everybody thinks that way, but not about everything. So, you know, somebody who's, it's not like this is unique to religion. I mean, people who are partisan hacks, people who are New England Patriots fans or whatever they're all capable of saying, oh no, I don't believe it. I know it's true. Or like there's no say, like you're with it or against it or something like that. I mean, anybody's capable of thinking that way and applying it in different places. But no, I mean, people don't really sit around and think about why they believe what they believe very much, except for weird online people like me. So, you know, I've read a lot of books about like the cognitive science about how like how beliefs are formed, for example. And we all take shortcuts because we all have mental heuristics, and that's fine. Most people are just going through life. And so
Neil deGrasse Tyson, just a question. Neil deGrasse Tyson holds the belief that you shouldn't spend time trying to convince people like flat earthers, but instead try to create a society where people like that can never exist again, lack such knowledge. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's better to try to create that society or correct people's misbeliefs?
I don't know exactly what he meant by that. I think maybe what he means is don't waste your time directly engaging the people who you know their minds aren't going to change. Instead, foster an environment where the truth flourishes and where better ways of thinking are pushed for. Because then people who haven't made up their minds yet are going to get into that system and learn the truth. And then it's proactive. And I think that he's right. But I don't think that you shouldn't talk to flat. Like if you just one-on-one talk to somebody, then that probably won't make any difference. But what I do is I've publicized my conversations. And so I think that's valuable. Like we have to have debates, that the public can get access to, so that people, I mean, I talked about this earlier. You have to, like, even if you think you're right, you have to engage in the discourse, because that's how you foster an intellectually curious population. And that's the only way that groups of people that are wrong about something are going to be able to change their minds. And well, it's not the only way, but it would certainly be better than forming a conclave of echo chambers. Like it's possible for progress to happen there, but it would occur at an unbelievably slow rate.
It sounds like you don't have any hatred, or you don't particularly want violence upon anyone that disagrees with mainstream.
I guess you missed the conversation he had with me when he muted me and he didn't want to talk with me, called me a troll. I guess you missed that.
Yeah, good nature. Right.
Yeah, but you're a troll. I just want to ask, do you think that Neil deGrasse Tyson might have been talking about improving educational standards to provide people with sufficient understanding that they should not accept? They should be able to distinguish.
Are you claiming
we're unlearned? Is that your claim? Flat earthers are unlearned people?
And nobody should accept Neil deGrasse Tyson's assertion that the magma is moving independent of the earth, and then the air is moving independent of the earth, and that the water is moving independent of the earth, and it's the earth rotating in and out of an air bulge, water bulge. Nobody should adopt that way of thinking. That's unhealthy.
Well, I think a better line of reasoning, if I may, Eric, that you must be a very strong, you know, advocate for freedom of speech then, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously then you can hold it up as a contrast. Freedom of speech being the right to be wrong in public.
Yes. I mean, it means so much more than that, but that's part of it. Yeah.
That's my favorite definition though. I really like that one. So I was just, that's why I said you must be a very strong advocate for freedom of speech.